This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Governor Jared Polis has issued a statewide stay-at-home order that starts tomorrow morning at 6. The order is scheduled to be in effect until April 11th. Polis says the order will save lives.
We requested that Coloradans follow this step and we cut down workplace density. And while isolation, social isolation has increased and distancing has increased, it's not yet reached the number that we need to save lives and contain the spread of the virus.
Polis says people should only leave their homes when they absolutely have to, and they should only be in physical contact with the people they live with or anyone they care for. Grocery and liquor stores and restaurants with takeout orders will stay open. Polis says he's also asked President Donald Trump to declare Colorado a major disaster state. If agreed, Colorado would join New York, California, and Washington State. The state's criminal justice system is struggling to adjust to the new reality of social distancing because of COVID-19. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Jefferson County has released more than 40 inmates in the last 2 weeks. And in Aurora, lawyers have gotten more than 70 people charged with low-level offenses out of jail. The idea is that social distancing is impossible in incarceration, and reducing jail populations decreases the chances of a coronavirus outbreak, which could not only hurt inmates, but endanger staff. Governor Jared Polis put out new guidance on Wednesday for the state's criminal justice system that includes asking law enforcement to issue summons rather than arresting people and taking precautions with people who appear visibly ill. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
In Washington, D.C., Republican Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado has left his self-imposed quarantine and expects to vote on the latest coronavirus relief package. Gardner says he supports a $2 trillion aid package, and he's urged his colleagues in both chambers to do the same.
Pass the doggone bill. Now. The American people have expected this for a long time. Shouldn't have taken this long. Do your job. Do our job. Get this done.
The bill would bolster unemployment insurance and includes direct cash assistance and billions of dollars for hospitals, small businesses, and states. The Senate hopes to pass the bill tonight. You are listening to CPR News.